Hey everyone, welcome back to another pronunciation challenge. This is Steve, your English guide from abroad. I hope you're all having a great week so far. For now, you can just kick back, relax, and get ready to learn some cool new information. Today's video is about exercise. It's a word you either love or hate. It can be scary, difficult, and painful. But once you get used to it, it actually becomes an exciting and rewarding part of your daily routine. There's a lot of information about exercise on the internet, and it can be really confusing to understand. I remember needing a lot of help the first couple months that I went to the gym. I had no idea how to do anything. The machines and weights can look totally foreign to a newbie. Now, when I say something looks totally foreign, that means something you don't understand. It's sort of like when you travel to a new country and you can't read anything. It's very foreign to you. You don't understand it. So you can say something like, the gym looks foreign to me. I have no idea how to use these weights. Or that food looks totally foreign to me. I don't know what that is. And newbie is just a word for a beginner or someone who is just starting out. So the sentence said, the machines and weights can look totally foreign to a newbie. So if you are new to the gym, if you're a newbie, they might look very foreign. What do I do with this machinery? I have no idea. Anyway, today, we will focus on the mistake of forgetting our water. I'm sure we have all forgotten to bring water when we've exercised at least once. I forgot to bring water when I climbed the mountain Qixingshan in Taiwan. It was a really hot summer day. It was probably 35 degrees Celsius, and I just felt awful. I finished the hike, but I was so tired. I felt so dehydrated. It was just not as fun of a hike as it could have been if I remembered to bring water. So even if you do light exercise, it can be very bad if you forget your water. We can lose up to 1 liter of water an hour when we exercise. So make sure you pack your water before your next workout. All right, let's take a look at today's sentence. Here it is. If we don't replenish the lost water, it can lead to dehydration, which comes with nasty symptoms like muscle cramps, fatigue, poor concentration, and headaches. I'll say it one more time. If we don't replenish the lost water, it can lead to dehydration, which comes with nasty symptoms like muscle cramps, fatigue, poor concentration, and headaches. All right, if you noticed, this is an if sentence, if. So if you have an if sentence, you know there's going to be two parts. There's going to be a condition in the if sentence, something that may or might not happen. So in this case, it's replenishing the water, drinking more water while we exercise. If we don't drink the water, the second half of the sentence, which is all the bad things like feeling tired and not concentrating, will happen. So if we don't drink the water, we will feel bad. However, maybe you do drink the water. So if you do drink the water, you will feel good. You won't feel so tired. You won't have a headache. So an if sentence always has a condition, something that may or may not happen. So check out this example. If she comes, I will not go. The condition is the girl going or not. She might go, she might not. If she comes, I will not go. However, if she doesn't go, then I will go. So then the last thing to remember with if is it can be placed in the beginning of the sentence or in the middle. So listen to this. If you eat too much chocolate, you will be sick. And that's if in the beginning. Now let's look at if in the middle. You will be sick if you eat too much chocolate. Let's try one more. If dinosaurs were still alive, life would be much scarier. So that's if in the beginning. Now let's look at if in the middle. Life would be much scarier if dinosaurs were still alive. So it can be very confusing, I know, but just be sure that you put the if before the conditional phrase, that thing that may or may not happen. So if dinosaurs were still alive, if they were alive, yes, life would be very scary. However, dinosaurs aren't alive, so life isn't as scary. All right, let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Word number one is replenish. Replenish. It is a verb, and it means to fill something up again. So here's an example sentence. You need to replenish your hearts before you can fight that boss again. So this is a video game way to use it. Usually you have life points, HP, or some kind of hearts. So you need to replenish your hearts. You need to be strong again, have all your HP before you can fight the boss. Okay, here's a more real life example. She needs to replenish her energy and eat before she can run 10K. So if she doesn't eat, running that 10K will be very hard. So she needs to replenish her energy, feel strong, feel good again. All right, word number two is symptoms. Symptoms. And it means any feeling of illness or physical or mental change that is caused by a particular illness. So symptoms are when you get sick, you will feel something. So listen to this example. I feel so sick. My symptoms are a sore throat, coughing, and dizziness. So the symptoms are you have a bad sore throat, you're coughing, and you have dizziness. That's because you are sick. So those are the symptoms. Example two says, the doctor asked what my symptoms were. So the doctor will usually ask you, what are your symptoms? What do you feel? How do you know you're sick? So you might have a cough, a headache, a stomach ache, or many other problems. All right, word number three is fatigue. Fatigue. It is a noun, and it means physically or mentally exhausted by hard work, exertion, strain. Or it can kind of mean tired. Listen to this example. I have a lot of eye fatigue lately from staring at a computer all day. Your eye will feel very tired or fatigued because it's looking at the computer. Example 2 says, that fatigue you feel is natural after a long, hard hike. So any part of your body can really feel fatigued, but we usually say, I feel fatigued, like my whole body, or your brain, like you're mentally fatigued. Eyes, like my eyes, eye fatigue from looking at screens so much. So this word basically means tired. Well, that's all for the pronunciation and the vocabulary. Do you exercise? If so, what is the biggest mistake that you've made? I think the biggest mistake for me was not learning what exercises affect what muscles. I used to just go to the gym and I did random exercises and just hoped for the best. I didn't know what the machines did and I didn't really understand the free weights. Exercising actually takes research and practice to understand. I'm pretty lucky I didn't get hurt in the beginning, but we all make mistakes when we try to learn new things. That is one of the ways we learn. So I think that making mistakes helps us improve and understand the process better. So we should all embrace our mistakes and stop thinking that we are bad or we failed because we make mistakes. We have to, and that's how we learn. That's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Please go check out the English blog, which is in the link below. I would really appreciate it if you guys were to look and leave any comments. Also, if you're using the VoiceTube mobile app, be sure to click on the play icon in the top right of your screen in the pronunciation challenge page. This will take you right to the rest of the lesson where you can practice dictation, you can practice vocabulary, you can use SpeechAce. It's super awesome. It's super easy. And again, please leave your comments, questions, suggestions, and challenges below. I will try to answer as many as I can. See you on the next challenge. Cheers.